You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Tim Reedy, the president of RRD Business Communication Solutions, who leads an executive management team that are focused on the outsourced business needs of RRD's clients. Mr. Reedy, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me today.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly is our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So to kick things off, tell us a little bit about RRD and how the Business Communication Solutions, or BCS, business fits into the broader RRD picture to lead things off today.
Sure. So BCS is a business within the RR Donnelly that handles confidential customer account information. So as an outsourcer, our customers trust us to represent their brand to communicate confidential client information. So things like statements, bills, checks, managed care documents, their correspondence with their customers. So typically not folks that are looking to acquire, but folks that are already their customers, we represent them.
Tim, certainly appreciate that overview. Most helpful. Now, we've also seen a lot of new product innovation from the BCS business over the past year, from mobile wallet billing to your newly patented DC Plus platform to new forms of digital content delivery. If you would, tell us a little bit more about these new offerings, how they differentiate RRD in the marketplace, and how they fit into RRD's overall business communication strategy.
Sure. So what we're really focused on, what's most important is the content, not the container, right? So as a outsourcer of confidential documents, we receive information that on each account, really specific information down to the transaction level. And through our new patented DC Plus platform, what it allows us to do is to take that content that our customers give us and contextualize all the different data elements. So what that does is, instead of just allowing us to use it to create printed documents and mail out documents, it allows us to use that information for other delivery channels, other applications, and other ways to communicate. So we've developed a number of different applications, and we'll continue to develop applications that use that information. So, for example, our mobile wallet offering, what that allows us to do is to deliver content to the applications that are on the consumer's mobile devices. So if you have an Apple or an Android phone, there's already an application on there called Wallet that you can go into, and typically it's been used for things like Apple Pay, but we don't just have to use it for payment. We can also deliver all of your documents there, then make them actionable so that you can make payments right there as well. Probably our latest product that we just launched at Money 2020 is SuperDoc, which it enables a greater understanding of the content of the document. So what we're doing is we're allowing customers to be able to go into a document and drill down into the content, use widgets to be able to get a greater understanding of the content that they have. So really unique things. We also can deliver directly to our customers' cloud locations. So if a customer has Dropbox or Google Drive or any of the other major cloud platforms, we're able to deliver their documents right into the hard drives of their computers. And our latest is Voice Assistant. Although Many customers have voice assistants at this point. What Donnelly gives customers the ability to do is to be able to really launch that across their entire platform, all silos, rather than just be able to provide information on, say, one different group.
Certainly some awesome offerings, and certainly appreciate your breaking that down, and certainly exciting times as well, no doubt. Now, when we think about business communications, we don't often think about emerging technology. What's so interesting to me about the two most recent product launches from BCS, SuperDoc and Voice Assistant Technology, is that you are leveraging emerging technologies in some pretty innovative ways. Can you talk to us a little bit about the role of technology in your strategy and approach to creating differentiated offerings for your clients?
Sure. So consumers right now are engaging technology at varying levels and varying degrees. So what we want to be able to do is to be able to meet those consumers where they're at. So there's consumers that want to be able to really drill down into their documents, understand what they have, be able to compare them to other information, be able to go out to other services to use that information to give them answers. And what it allows us to do is to be able to go out to different APIs and provide more information than was just part of the original document. So pretty neat stuff there. We feel comfortable in being able to provide a customer a voice response if a customer just says, you know, hey, tell me how much I owe on my water bill. And, you know, next thing you know, they'll get an answer across their voice assistant telling them what it is and give them several options to pay. So, you know, really meet the customer where they're at.
You got to love technology, and you got to love the convenience there with those offerings. Awesome stuff. Today we're joined by Mr. Tim Reedy, the president of RRD Business Communication Solutions, who leads an executive management team that are focused on the outsourced business needs of RRD's clients here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Tim, we have seen some companies create their own solutions for some of these emerging technologies. Talk to us about how your solutions complement or perhaps replace those efforts.
Sure. So it's really all comes back to our DC Plus Bandit platform, which gives us the ability to take our customers' data that was traditionally provided in print formats, be able to use that data for different solutions. We can launch across an entire silo of a major organization very easily, where if they were to do it themselves, it's very difficult. So an example would be, you know, a major financial institution where they may have banking and investment and all sorts of different product lines. They develop and budget within those individual silos. Well, since we're getting all their information, we're able to launch that and really provide it all at one time. So we have tremendous speed to market to be able to do that. And because we're already receiving all of their content, there's little to no integration from the customer. So as far as a resource drain or needing to budget or do tremendous planning on how to take the latest technology and get it on the street, we're able to do that for them very, very quickly, without it becoming a huge project for our clients.
Also, business communications are often associated with print, which I imagine is a great deal of what you do. Some of your recent product launches hint a greater shift toward digital. How do digital channels fit into your broader offerings to your clients would be one question, and how do you see the relationship between print and digital, and is it one or the other or both?
Sure. So it certainly isn't one or the other. I would say it's also not even really both. It's there are so many different communication channels that are available now. And as I said earlier, you know, we're focused on the content, not the container. So when we get the data from our client that they need to communicate, We want to be able to get it to their consumers in whatever way they're most comfortable in receiving it. So that doesn't necessarily just have to be print or email. That can be digital delivery. It can be voice delivery. It can be video. It can be a whole host of different delivery channels, and several are probably on the horizon that that our customers aren't even asking for now, but we're already working on. So definitely isn't a one or the other, but it's more of provide the content to everyone. And we really see ourselves at BCS as a delivery channel for that content, not just an outsourcer or a print and mail provider. But really their communications outsourcer, no matter how their customers want to receive that information.
Yeah, certainly appreciate the clarification there and your input there as well. Lastly, as you look to the future, what's next for Business Communication Solutions? Anything we should be aware of as you look at 3 to 5 years out in the future?
Sure. So innovation never stops. That's for sure. If you look back maybe three years ago, it really was. Are you getting your documents in your mailbox, or are you getting an email? That's certainly not the case now. That's going to continue to grow. As a distributor of our customers' content, we're going to be prepared to deliver it in any way a customer wants to receive. So we're already working on new channels for our billers, where we'll be able to distribute their content to a number of sources where they're comfortable in receiving information. We'll be able to augment the information that they already are receiving. We're also working on additional payment capabilities all the time. The payment space is a very exciting space for us and our customers. A lot of regulatory changes going into effect there, and we're going to be able to meet our customers' need and exceed their expectations.
Well, it sounds like you're well on track and a lot of awesome offerings within the company and exciting things going on. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get further information online on RRD Business Communication Solutions, where's the best place for that to happen?
We are at rrd.com, and more specifically, rrd.com/BCS.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Reedy, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company continued success.
Thanks very much for talking with us today.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Tim Reedy, the president of RRD Business Communication Solutions, who leads an executive management team that are focused on the outsourced business needs of RRD's clients. And for further information, simply visit rrd.com, and all links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.